Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Tzadi Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Simon Shin Mem Hei, which is the introductory Simon from the Mechaber, discussing the different Rishuyos that are in existence, the different domains that are in existence on Shabbos. And we begin with the last word on Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Mechaber writes in Siv Ches, Nuvoos, alleyways, Haruchovim tezayin amah, that are wide, 16 amas wide at a minimum, but umiskatsrin biktsosan, and then they narrow for part of their way, the aimbehem tezayin amah, and the entire road is not fully 16 amah apart. We learned in previous shiurim that the width of a Rishus HaRabim road, or Rishus HaRabim in general, is 16 amah. So here it has 16 amah for part of the way, but it narrows for part of the way. So the Mechaber brings down, there is an opinion, Yeshomrim, Shim Arkan Li Orech Rishus HaRabim, Harei Hei Rishus HaRabim. If they are aligned in a certain way to be with the Rishus HaRabim, that even though they themselves would not have made the definition of a Rishus HaRabim on their own because they're less than 16 Amma, they are in fact called a Rishus HaRabim. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chav Hei, Toz Sofer. This is actually a mistake over here. The way we simply read it over here in the Mechaber is not what the Mechaber intended. This is a printer's error. And actually, this is two separate cases over here. B'tzorech Lomar. This is the way it should be read. B'ktsosan. So you're talking here about the Rechavim that are Tezayin Amo, these alleyways over here, and Miskatsun B'ktsosan. And part of this alleyway coming off the Rishus HaRabim narrows. Second case, oh, She'ein Behen Tezayin Amo. Or we're talking about something that doesn't have a width of Tezayin Amah, but it is aligned, va'arkon li'orich Rishus HaRabim. It's aligned with the Rishus HaRabim. So it's two separate cases over here. An alleyway coming off the Rishus HaRabim, and this thing that is aligned, this road that's aligned through the Rishus HaRabim over here. And yesh omrim shehem Rishus HaRabim. And now the Mishneh Berurah says both of these two have the halachic status of being Rishus HaRabim. What exactly does this mean? The Mishneh Berurah himself explains, u'bir hadvarim hu. Following is the understanding of what we just said. The Mitrila Kosav, number one, the Mechaber is telling us, Le'inyan Mavoy Shemiskatsa B'miktsoso. Talking about an alleyway that's coming off the Rishus HaRabim that narrows at some point. That's Din 1. Then Din 2, V'achaka Chosifo, then the Mechaber adds a second Din. Da'filu Ein B'kol Meshach HaMavi Tezayin Amah. Even if the entire Mavoy over here is not 16 Amah. Nevertheless, Mikol Mokum, Kivin She'orkol Yorch Rishus HaRabim. Since it is aligned with the Rishus HaRabim, umefulishlo, and it goes through and through to the Rishus HaRabim, virabim bokimbo, and many people, in fact, are entering and leaving from this area, harehu kechelik mimenu. It is considered part of the Rishus HaRabim that it's aligned with. And Mishneh Berurah tells us, let's see further, v'ayin in the Bir Halacha, further details about this. If you look in the Chavetz Chaim, Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo, Miskatsun, Biktsoson. So he brings down, look in the Mishneh Berurah, what we've already said, Tafilum Eino Bechomeshe Chamavi Vechule, and he says that this din is Noveya, Mimagid Mishneh B'Shem Rashba, Bavodas HaKodesh. That this din that the Mechaber tells us over here, as explained by the Mishneh Berurah, is based upon the understanding of the Magid Mishneh in the name of the Rashba, the Avodas HaKodesh. Below his Kirkan, and he's not telling us over here, Shei Mefulush Mishnei Tzadav Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't have to be connected on both sides of this alleyway to Rishus HaRabim. And that implies, Mashma L'chora, Dafilum Rak Mitzad Echad Mefulush Rishus HaRabim. If it's only going into Rishus HaRabim on one side, the other side maybe is a dead end. Gam Kain Shei Rishus HaRabim Oleh. It still nevertheless retains the status of being Rishus HaRabim. Why? Kivin Shenimshach Li'orech Rishus HaRabim Harei Kuchel Rimenu. Since it's aligned over here with Rishus HaRabim, so therefore it is considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. However, that's the opinion over here of the Magid Mishnah. Avu Midiri Atosos Yarashba in the Chidushim of the Rashba, Ushar Poskim and others, Shevio in the name of the Ri, Mashma Delohavi Rishus HaRabim. It's not called the Rishus HaRabim if it's only Mefulush on one end, unless in Kain Ma'amavi Mefulush Mishneit Stadim Rishus HaRabim. And this is, in fact, what we're going to learn in a moment in Sif Tes. And we'll actually question over here why the Mechaber broke this din down into Sif Ches and Sif Tes, when, in fact, he could have just said it in one Simon and said it's a machlokas over here between the Magid Mishnah and Tosos and the Rashba. Back to the Mishneh Berurah to understand this a little bit further, he says, Umidelo Pirisha Mechaber Shira, since the Mechaber didn't give us specific limits over here, Mashma Dafilu Im Hamavoy Kotzer Harbe, even if this Mavi, this alleyway, narrows quite a bit, even the Ein Machzik Afilu Yud Gimelama, and it's not even 13 Amma wide, Gam kein hevi rishus harabim l'deizu. It is also still considered rishus harabim according to this opinion in Siv Ches. Now we will go to Siv Tes and understand this even better. So the Mechaber writes in Siv Tes, Mevoz harechavim yud gimel amos ushlish. If you have an alleyway that is only 13 1/3 amma wide, ushnei rasheim mefulashim rishus harabim, but it's connecting to one end to rishus harabim and on the other end to rishus harabim as well. And this Rishus HaRabim is a real Rishus HaRabim, Shuroch of Tezayin, and that is fully the size of a 16 Amma minimum width of Rishus HaRabim. So he brings down a Yesh Omrim, Shehu Rishus HaRabim. Then we do consider this Mavoi, this alleyway over here, also to be Rishus HaRabim, even though it is much smaller than the required 16 Ammas. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nechavav, Sfir Luhu, the Bishir Zeh, Gam Kenicha Tashmishasa L'Rabim Kitsas. Because even though it's only 13 1/3 Amma wide, it still is relatively large enough and useful enough that the Rabim can go and use this area over here when they're coming in off the Rishus HaRabim proper into this Mavoi, it's still usable. And therefore, Umahani Kishishne Roshel Mufulashim Rishus HaRabim, and therefore, if both sides are connecting to Rishus HaRabim of this alleyway, Shishashiv Gamokum Zel Rishus HaRabim, that even the entire alleyway, albeit it's not wide 16 Amos in any part, is still considered Rishus HaRabim. And he says as well, look in the Bir Halacha, V'ayin in the Bir Halacha. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskul Yud Gimel Amos Ushlish, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Da. The Iker Sif Zeh Nichla Baha Delel B'Siv Ches, as we've already alluded to, Siv Ches and Siv Tes are really talking about one and the same thing, but different opinions. The Chilko Mechaber, so why did the Mechaber split it up over here? He says, Mishum de Siv Ches, Hu Lashon HaMagid Mishva B'Shem Arash Babi Avodas HaKodesh, as we've already pointed out from the previous Bir Halacha, Siv Ches is one opinion, the Magid Mishnah in the name of the Rashba. And Siv Tes is Lashon HaRosh in the name of the Ri, as we also just pointed out. Ube'emes pligya dode, and the Chafetz Chaim says that these are two different opinions. They're arguing with each other. Siv Ches and Siv Tes are two separate opinions. Uladei Rishon, Hevi Rishus HaRabim Afilu B'Pachus Miyud Gimel. According to the first opinion, even it is very narrow. As we pointed out, it gets down to a very narrow end, but it's considered a Rishus HaRabim, no matter if it's less than even 13 Amos. And this is also found in the Chidushei Rashba, the Ritba, and the Meiri. They hold the same way. But according to the second opinion of the Rosh, it must be at least 13 Amos. The Chen Kosev Agra, the Cholkin Adodi, and the Vilna Gaon said also these two opinions are arguing with each other. Siv Ches and Siv Tes are arguing with each other. And he says, he's not fully sure why the Mechaber listed it as seemingly two unrelated dinim, when in fact it's the same din, and just two different opinions. Siv Ches and Siv Tes are two different opinions over here. Chofetz Chaim then goes and suggests that others disagree with this approach. Ayin Shom and the rest of this Bir Halacha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chav Zayin explains this second sheet over here further. The Kivin, the Rishus HaRabim, Gemura, Yesh, Bishnei, Roshel, when it's mefulish on both sides, therefore it has the status of Rishus HaRabim on both ends, Ubokim Barabim, and people from the Rishus HaRabim can easily get into this narrower Mavui. Umahalchim Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Derech HaMavui. And they're going from one Rishus HaRabim through this Mavui to the other Rishus HaRabim. So Nimtzov Dehevi Tashmish Derabim, Gam Bezo HaMavui. So therefore, it's clear that this Mavui in between these two Rishus HaRabim is functioning as a Rishus HaRabim. The Choshev Ki Rishus HaRabim Atzma, and therefore it has the halachic status. We consider it like a Rishus HaRabim itself. We're going to learn the Mavui of a foolish Mishnei Roshel Rishus HaRabim Ein Dino Rishus HaRabim. We're going to seem to have a contradictory approach in Simin Shin Samach Dalet, where we'll say that a Mavui that is in between two Rishus HaRabims is not considered like a Rishus HaRabim. So there, my Rikishain Rochav Yud Gadel Amma. They were talking about it's a much narrower Mavui in between the two Rishus HaRabims, less than the 13 1/3 Amma that we're talking about over here. Or alternatively, O demayri kishamavi mefulush mishnei stadim lirochav rishus harabim dein rabim bokimba. Or we're talking about that the mavui is arranged in such a way that the people from the rabim aren't able to easily enter into the mavui. For example, the mishi wrote lichnos rishus harabim lemavui. Somebody wants to enter from the rishus harabim into the mavui, who tzarich laakim darko. He has to go in a slanted route. He can't just walk right in. There has to be some sort of a deviation. He can't just walk right in. So that's why over there it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. But here, V'kan, Mayri, we're talking about Kisham Mavi Holech Liorech Rishus HaRabim. It's going fully alongside the Rishus HaRabim. V'holchem Derech Mavi Zu Lehedjel Rishus HaRabim Ha'acher Kishinegdo. And you're able to go from one Rishus HaRabim through this Mavi very easily into the other Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, V'lechein Yesh Shem Rishus HaRabim Gam Ala Mavi. And therefore, in this situation, even the Mavi has the status of Rishus HaRabim. The issue footnote number 28 asks some additional questions over here. And you can see inside the diagrams that we'll be discussing. So he writes, V'mhemid mechitzos b'rishus harabim l'rochva. If somebody were to put in some sort of a mechitz over here, kigon pase biros. For example, if you have a double board, this is an important halach in being able to draw up water from a well that is located in a rishus harabim, but you want to be able to pour up from the well, which is rishus hayachid, so you create this structure called the pase biros around it, which is two double right-angle boards at each of the four corners, and therefore you've halachically enclosed the area around the well and made it into rishus hayachid, so you can take the water from the well, which is rishus hayachid, into the immediate area around the well, which you've created as rishus hayachid. And you can see the diagram here, he didn't do all four of these two boards on each of the four corners, but he did it only in a way that as you enter from the Rishus HaRabim into this Mavui, that there are a Pase Biros on two of the sides, as you can see in the diagram. And as a result, and now you've narrowed it by doing this Pase Biros over there. So he says, Mashma Misugis HaGemara. It appears from the Gemara, Shalakol Hashitos Eino Nechshav Kishus HaRabim HaMiskatzeres. This is not called the Rishus HaRabim HaMiskatzeres. El Rishus HaRabim Gemara. This is still called a full Rishus HaRabim. As opposed to the next picture, where if you did put up the four Pasibiros, that already becomes a Machlochas Rishonim. Ayin in the rest of this footnote for more details about this. The final question that we want to answer about Siftes is brought down in the Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskel Yesh Omrim Shu Rishus HaRabim. And Chofetz Chaim questions over here, why is this called the Yesh Omrim Shita? So he brings down the reason why the Mechaber called this the Yesh Omrim is because Rashi and the Rambam don't hold like this. Esher the Af Bechi Hai Gadna Lo Hevi Rishus HaRabim. Even in this setting, they would not say that it is a Rishus HaRabim. However, nevertheless, at the end of this Dibur HaMaskel, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Mikol Mokom Hai Yesh Omrim Lab Das Yichidoi. Don't think that this is just a minority opinion, because this is actually the opinion of the Rosh and many other Rishonim as well, and that's why he refers to it as a Shita of a Yesh Omrim. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Kol Dover Shehu B'Rishus HaRabim. Now we talk about the height of things within the Rishus HaRabim. Any area that has the halachic status of Rishus HaRabim, as we've already defined in today's shir, yesterday's shir, in Eino Gavoa, and the Ramah adds, Shlosha Tvachim, if it's not more than three tvachim above the ground, i.e. whatever we're talking about over here, this projection in the Rishus HaRabim, a stump of a tree, a rock, or anything like that. So if it's not higher than three tvachim above the ground, so we halachically say, even if it's something, afilu him kotsim, even if it's thorns, otsoa, or waste material, she'ain rabim dorsin alem, that nobody's actually stepping on this because it's disgusting, nevertheless, it is still considered part of the ground, chashuvim kekarka, the heavy Rishus HaRabim. We don't consider it a separate entity by itself because it's so close to the ground. It's considered subordinate to the ground, even if it's not something that people would step on because it's disgusting like waste or thorns. And therefore, this area, if you were to put something on it, so if you're in Rishus HaRabim and you move something less than 4 amos and you put it on it, that's not considered carrying. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Chav Ches explains, the kol pachos mishlosha, anything within 3 tvachim to the ground, we hold kaimalon the eino cholekes rishus liatzma, doesn't create a separate entity or separate domain for itself. Ubatel legabe rishus harabim. As I mentioned, it becomes subordinate; it's nullified, so to say, and becomes part of the rishus harabim. So, if you're moving something, a ball, let's say, from your hand and putting it onto top of this projection that's less than 3 tvachim above the ground, and you haven't moved it 4 amos in the rishus harabim, that's not called an Akira and an Anocha that would be carrying if this was from a Rishus HaRabim into a separate domain like a Rishus HaYochid. However, the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'imhu gavoa shlosha, if this projection or this rock, this stump, whatever it is over here, is more than 3 tvachim above the ground. However, umishlosha atisha, velo tisha b'chlal, it is between 3 tvachim and a little bit less than 9 tvachim, not 9 included, velo tisha b'chlal. So if this projection is this height between 3 and 9 tvachim, so then in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Imhu rochav arba al arba, if it is now in its length and its width, 4 by 4 tvachim, so then it has the halachic status heavy karmelis. It would then be a separate domain. It's no longer subordinate to the Rishus HaRabim, but it would be a domain called the karmelis. which is forbidden to transfer something from Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Midirabbanan, into a Carmelis area. Midoraisa would be allowed, but Midirabbanan, as we've explained previously in the Shiurim, that would not be allowed. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chavtes, Da'oz ein Rabin Yecholim Lidros Olav Mitzad Gavo, because here it can't be considered subordinate to the ground because it's too high up. You're talking about something that's between 3 and 9 Tzvachim above the ground, and people just don't step on that. They have to go around it. And therefore, Nafko Miklal Rishus Rabin, it's no longer considered a Rishus Rabin over here, and Ulechla Rishus HaYachid Loba, it doesn't yet become a Rishus HaYachid Ad Gova Asura Tzvachim until it has 10 Tzvachim in height. And therefore, V'nasnu Alel Chachamim Shem Carmelis. Therefore, it's given a separate entity status. It's called the Carmelis, which is Shehu Rishus Liatzma, which is a separate entity by itself. And therefore, as I pointed out, from a Rishus HaYachid, it's also Midirabbanan to bring something into a Carmelis, and vice versa. And likewise, from Rishus HaRabim, it's also to bring something into a Carmelis, and vice versa. All of these are also Midirabbanan. And finally, V'meino Rachav Arba Al Arba, Heavy Mokum Patur. But if it's not wide enough to be a separate domain of a Carmelis, so then it's no longer subordinate still to Rishus HaRabim, as we said, it's too high up, and if it's less than 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim, and it's between a height of 3 and 9 Tvachim, then it has the status of a Mokum Patur, which is actually a free area in which a person can move things from Rishus HaRabim into this Mokum Patur, or from a Rishus HaYachid into this Mokum Patur, and vice versa, without any problem, even with the Rabbanan. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed explains further, Vafilum orka yoser me arba tvachim, even if the length is more than 4 tvachim, but the width is less than 4 tvachim, so even though for argument's sake it's a 4x4 area, then it's considered a separate rishus, but if it's a 5x3 area, so you have a total of 8 in terms of adding up the two sides, but that's not considered the same as 4x4. Lomitz Darfinon Zelurachba. You can't say, well, I'll take off one tefach over here and add it to the other side, so it's like 4x4, even though it's only 5x3. Lo nechshev es rishus liatzma. Then it's not considered rishus by itself. Elam kein yesh bo arba tvachim ba'orech ve'arba barochav. It must have a minimum of 4 in the length and a minimum of 4 in the width, again, with the height being between 3 and 9 tvachim, to be considered a carmelis. If the height were 10 tvachim, then it would be a rishus hayochid. We will continue the discussion further in tomorrow's shiur, and we'll better understand why we specifically said 3 to 9 tvachim and not 3 to 10 tvachim. With that, we conclude today's shiur.